Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, you're the crazy, yeah, that a man could ever ask for, yeah. Baby, you've got style, you've got class. Girl, you make it look so easy, yeah. Ooh. Got every woman wanting to be like you. You're first to death every night, girl.
Independent artist Jay Holiday. Yes, he's independent, and that's his latest single, Incredible, off his brand new album, Guilty Conscience album, released January 28th 2014. A lot of people don't know that he just dropped the album, and if you're like a R&B head, you're gonna definitely love that album. Guilty Conscience is the name of it. Jay Holiday, he's back. Support the indie artists. That's what tonight is all about. Oh my God, we took a little break. we had to regroup, and it seems like forever. Our last indie night was, January? Oh, my God. Young Risky was the last artist for indie night, and here we are a couple of months later trying to go. If this is your first time listening to Indie Night, let me run it down for you and tell you what we do. First and foremost, before I do that, let me give out our information. If you're listening online and you want to call, the call-in number is 646-200-0883. Make sure you press the 1 if you want to talk to me. Follow us on Twitter at craze_radio, and that's craze with a K. Facebook / Craze Radio, Instagram, craze_radio. It's always a K, remember that. I am Christy Love, and you can follow me on Twitter at Christy Love NC, and that's KristyLoveNC. Also, I just started a brand new Facebook page for everybody to come and chat with me. A lot of networking and stuff going on. And that's facebook.com/ChristyLoveNC. It'll get you directly to me. Add me as a friend, and we in there. I'm going to open up the chat room later on if you're coming in, listening online. So stick around for that. Now, Indie Night is our night specifically for independent, newly signed, unsigned, underground, underrated artists, producers of any genre of music, hip-hop, pop, R&B, soul, gospel, whatever. If you're an indie artist and you are passionate about your music, this is the place for you. Every Monday night, 7 p.m., it goes down. Now, with that said, tonight we have a good lineup of indie music, and we have a couple of artists coming through to introduce their tracks, you know, as we usually do. Let me give you a rundown of who's coming by tonight. We have Fortune. We have a rapper by the name of Fortune. He's coming up first in a couple of seconds, actually. Then we have Young Trouble, a rapper out of Florida, I do believe. And then following him, we have Shojo from the West Coast. And then Mel Austin Jr., an R&B singer. We're going to switch it up on you. He'll be coming up at 7:30. So without further delay, we're going to get the show rocking, and we're going to go ahead and go straight to the phone lines. Fortune, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Hey, welcome to Craze Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. So how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. And where are you from?
Good. I'm from Marin County. It's in the Bay Area.
Cali.
Yeah. California. Represented.
Okay. So tonight we're featuring your song, All I Know, which features J-Tune, another rapper.
Yep.
So you are a rapper, a producer, and also co-owner of Mo Bands Entertainment.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay. Who else is on that? Is that a label, or is it just like a music group, so to speak?
So Mo Bands Entertainment is a record label. We're based out of Marin County, California. We've been in business since May of 2013.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what made you decide to go ahead and put a label together?
We just, we're real strong on the independent game, and I've been playing a back role to a lot of artists out here for many years as far as distribution chain and getting into promotion and all that stuff, and I just decided that, you know, why not start a label with one of my good friends, somebody I trust to promote this music and to really be the backbone to the music that we're putting out here in California.
Okay, so you definitely took those footsteps. You started off just making music, and then you got into the promotion part, because being an independent artist, being an artist, period, you have to know marketing, you have to know promotion, but specifically
yep.
being an independent artist, you have to be hands-on with those type of things. So
exactly.
Good footsteps you took to do that. So
no,
how did
definitely.
You even get into music? Like, how did, when did you start with music?
I started probably around, 13, 14 years old. I mean, this story's been told many times before, but, really it was just, I used to ride the city bus to school, and, there was this one cat on there who always used to just freestyle on the way to school and when we would come home, and that really opened my eyes to the music industry, and, I saw what he was doing, and I was just like, I got to do that. So, that was around the time when, back then we had four tracks, We was recording to tape. Wasn't on no computer or nothing like that.
Right.
So that's how long I've been doing it. And that's what really just got me into the game, was just seeing him rap and the response he was getting from the people on the bus. People was really tuned into what he was talking about. And that just kind of, opened my eyes to the music game.
Is he still rapping? Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still rapping. Yeah.
What's his name? Give him a shout-out.
Yeah, I'll give him a shout-out. His name's Young Sess. He's from
Young
the Bay
Sess.
Area, too.
Okay.
Yep.
So I read in your brief bio that you use music to deal with, your difficult upbringings. Can you very quickly touch on that and how music helped you with getting through those things?
Yeah, I was adopted and and then my parents who adopted me, my mom left when I was five, so it was just me and my dad for years. And the way that I cope with a lot of my feelings about, just growing up, it was hard for me to really, any man will tell you it's hard for us to express our feelings.
Right.
So how I expressed my feelings was through writing music. I didn't have to talk to anybody really. I could write down exactly how I felt. And so it helped me through. It helped me through, growing up through my teens and, trying to find out what I wanted to do in life and dealing with the issues of, growing up in that kind of circumstance. That's just, and it helped me through those times.
Okay. That's a good story. That's a good background. Okay, so all I know, when I listen to it, I think of a hustling anthem, like a hustler's anthem or something like that. Am I correct? Am I using correct terminology? Could it be a hustling anthem?
Yeah, that's exactly what we made the song for. So this song is off my first album. It's on my first album, Tactual. It's on iTunes right now. Definitely go check that out. That's what we made the song for. It was just, everybody hustles, whether it's, being at a 9-to-5 or out here in the streets doing whatever. Everybody's hustling. Everybody's trying to get to the next step, trying to progress in life, and that's what the song's about.
Definitely. And now, is this the first single from that album?
Yep, this is the first single from that album.
Okay, so give me the name of the album again. I didn't hear you too well.
The album name is called Tactual, T-A-C-T-U-A-L, Tactual, like the feeling of being touched.
Oh, okay. Music can do that to you. Okay, and you said that's on iTunes.
That's on iTunes.
Okay, so we'll put that on the website for everybody later on so they can go and download that. J2 is on the track with you. Is he on any other of the songs on the album, or just this one?
Oh yeah, that's my brother. He's featured on multiple songs throughout the album. He's working on a solo project now. He's also a co-owner of the label too as well.
Okay. Can you right quick let these artists, up and coming artists, know how important it is to know your marketing, know your promotions, and distributing and all of that kind of stuff,
yeah.
And ultimately maybe try to form your own label. How important is that?
Well, it's very important, and there's a certain, you know, there's a certain way you got to go about things. Make sure that your business is right. Make sure that everything is in line. You know, right now, one of the big things too that I would touch on is, you know, make sure you're spending your money wisely. There's a lot of cats running around here, you know, trying to get you to spend a dollar on this and a dollar on that, and you know, it's hard to make money. You know what I mean? So just be cognizant of, you know, where your money's going to, and really. You know, when you are spending money, make sure it's going to the right things. And education first, you know, first and foremost, you know, educate yourself on, you know, the music industry in general before you even step foot in the game so you have a good backbone to support what you're trying to do.
Yes, yes, yes. I preach that all the time. Definitely. Okay, so go ahead and let everybody know where they can reach you on social media or booking and, you know, anything else you want to let everybody know about.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely, you can, I mean, you can find all my links on my personal website. That's, you know, you can also become a fan on there for deals on merchandise, albums, or show tickets. You know, we've been doing a lot of shows recently, and that's at
www.the415fortune.com. www.the415fortune.com. Okay.
Correct.
And we'll find all your social media links, everything.
Everything is on there.
All right, well, go ahead, Fortune, and introduce your song for us.
This song you're about to listen to is called All I Know, featuring Jay Tunes from Mo Benz Entertainment, baby. From California to NC to NY to Florida, hustling is all I know. That's the track. Go cop it. iTunes right now, Craze Radio, rocking with Chrissy Love. Let's get it.
Fortune. Cause even though this life is crazy, hustling is all I know, been in the game for a minute, back in this is just how it goes, till I break in, till I get on, I'ma do it big, spending it all, cause it's my time, yeah. Fortune, finna take off like an airliner, no Air Max. No one-liners. I push a hard line, my baby. I'm in the pilot seat. This view is crazy. I'm feeling more raw than I ever been. I'm feeling way better than I ever did. We the next to blow in this evidence.
But your raps ain't relevant.
I won't hold back. I be in my zone. If I die for them, at least I put them on. Man, I'm grown now. I got a fam to feed. I'ma do it for my rent and my family. No fake friends. That's my attitude. Halftime, pay your dues. I'ma go and get it, homie, I never lose. Cause you little league compared to what we do.
Cause even though this life is crazy, hustling is all I know, been in the game for a minute, back in this is just how it goes. Till I break in, till I get on, I'ma do it big, spending it all. Cause it's my time, I'm finna take off.
Violating probation, motherfuck them, I'm raising. Roll another one, I'm fading. Hammer tuck, fuck that shit. To the law, I ain't worth saving. Prayer hands to the Lord. I'm still hot like Satan. If you niggas play at my team, all you rats gon' be agent. Jump your bitch, my side work. She wanna be my agent, but I'm weird fuck like Billy Bass. Out if you ain't no payment. I'm riding through the jungle, rolling up this bundle. This dark and love me, hardball, it always crumble. I stepped up my hustle, I got brains and I got muscle. Making bad bitches for years, why you fantasize from cover? I always flat on that rebel. I goose her and her mother, bring her ass back to the cage.
Cause even though this life is crazy, hustling is all I know, been in the game for a minute, back in this is just how it goes, till I break in, till I get on, I'ma do it big, spending it all, cause it's my time, I'm gonna take off.
Hey, shout out to Fortune and, that's my new Hustlers anthem, y'all. All I Know. We definitely added that to rotation. Come back every Monday night to hear that. Shout out to Fortune once again. Okay, we're going to keep Indie Night rolling. Up next, we have Trouble out of Florida. He's no stranger to Craze Radio. What's up, Trouble?
How you doing?
I'm good. Poor Too Rich Entertainment in the house.
Most definitely. You know,
what's been going on with you since the last time we spoke to you?
Well, you know, I've been traveling north. I was actually incarcerated for a short period of time, but, yeah, I'm right back in the streets.
Free travel.
Most definitely.
How long was you incarcerated?
I was incarcerated for about 3 months, nothing major.
3 months? So that's enough time to create some music.
I definitely got two albums on the way.
Okay. Two albums. Bam.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been working.
So, go ahead. You been with?
I definitely been working.
Well, that's what it is. Okay, so we have Show You featuring Jab the Jeweler. Is that correct?
Most definitely. That's one of my artists, you know. He's been working real hard. I'm working to put his mixtape out real soon. You know, we've just been working.
So you two have your own independent label, right?
Most definitely. I have my own independent label, Puerto Rich Entertainment. You know, I've been grinding for a long time, and I'm trying to make things, you know, progress, most definitely.
How many artists are you working with on your label, on Puerto Rich?
I currently have about, like, six artists. I have a group named Head First, and then I have two other independent artists, which is Jab the Jeweler and Chevy Potter.
Is it all hip-hop and rap, or do you have, like, R&B artists on there, too?
Yeah, I also have an R&B artist named Smooth.
Okay. Well, if you need another one, just let me know. I sing a little bit, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay, so Show You, is that on one of the new up-and-coming albums?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of my first singles to the mixtape Celebrity Lifestyle. I'm putting out a mixtape coming June. So,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Celebrity Lifestyle.
Celebrity Lifestyle before the deal.
Okay. So, Trouble, go ahead real quick and give out all of your information. Let everybody know where they can find you at and all that good stuff.
You can find me at on Instagram, on Twitter, at Trouble561, and also Facebook /Trouble561.
Did you give out your Twitter, or was I not paying attention?
I most definitely did. Instagram and Twitter, same. Trouble561 for everything.
Everything. All right, so go ahead and introduce this song for us, and we're going to go ahead and get into it.
Okay, y'all can go ahead and check out my new single, know what I'm saying, Show Me, featuring Jab the Jeweler, know what I'm saying, on Craze Radio, featuring
Bam.
Crispy Love, you know how we do it.
Thank you.
Much love.
No talking, I had to overgrind. Now my diamonds lighting, all I do is shine. I just show you what the sky is like. I just show you what the sky is like. I struggle, I hustle, just to get my money right. Now I'm starting to see you every day, man.
Bipolar, said I'm bipolar. All white need coke with a white chauffeur. And don't brag much and don't cash blunt, cause bitch, you know I do. My swag is on class A and everything's ironic. My my lifestyle, cause this stuff, but everything your ass on. What the fuck you mad at me for? I done did mine and came home. I don't owe your fuck niggas nothing. My dick down, you pay the mama. Yeah, everything's on me. I'ma ball like this summer. I'ma ball like each winner. Play a slam, gon' get em. And I leave your bitch around me. Be the last time gon' kiss em. Last time gon' diss em. You know we don't make this shit. You know we don't pay for shit. You know Julie made for this. Ballin'.
I'm ballin', no talkin'. I have to overgrind. Now my diamonds riding, all I do is shine. I just show you what the sky is like. I just show you what the sky is like. I struggle, I hustle, just to get my money right. Now I'm starting each and every day and night. I just show you what the sky is like. I just show you what the sky is like.
We pull up in coupes, we winning. Rock Rollies, that's presidential. Versace and Louis Lennon's. My bitch, she from Venezuela. I came up from nothing, hustled, and now my life is a custom. The $1 million mansion, cruising in yachts every summer. Kinda funny. Last year my income was kinda bummy. Now I'm eating at Benihana's. My meal's a couple hundred. Shitting on my haters that ain't wanna see me come up. I remember long nights I hustled till I seen the sun up. Invested all my time into my grind, stacking my money. My name ain't baby, but bitches treat me like I'm stunner. Rolling up the best of the exotic marijuana. Now I'm living like LeBron. I'm balling with all of my homies.
I'm balling, no talking. I had to overgrind. Now my diamonds riding, all I do is shine. I just show you what the sky is like. I just show you what the sky is like. I struggle, I hustle, just to get my money right. Now I'm starting each and every day and night.
All right, y'all, that was Young Trouble. Make sure y'all go, oh, featuring Jab the Jeweler. Make sure you go and hit him up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Trouble561 in the hizzy for shizzy. All right, moving along on Indie Night. Oh, the calling number is 646-200-0883. Make sure you press 1 if you want to talk to me. Christa NC. Oh, my God. I'm just, like, rhyming and everything tonight, right? Coming up next on the line, we have an artist that goes by Shojo. Welcome to Craze Radio.
What's going on? This is your dog, Shojo. What's happening, Sister Love?
What's up with you?
Ain't no much. Just chilling, man. I'm trying to see what's really good out here.
Okay. Where you calling from?
I'm all the way down Southwest Florida, man, out of Naples, Florida, you feel me? The 239.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you like down on the, what's that, the left coast of Florida, right?
Oh, yeah, the left coast right there.
Yeah. See, I paid attention in geography just a little bit.
Just a little.
Okay, so another artist out of Florida, Shozo. Tonight we're featuring Reason. Tell us a little bit about that right quick.
Oh, Reason, man, that's a record that I really love because the concept behind it, I feel like it's so strong. You know what I mean? I feel like it's real different from what's really going on out there right now. You know, everybody's trying to follow one trend.
Well, right.
I feel like my record Reason, I feel like it's in a whole different lane.
So what's your style of – What is your style of rap? How can we describe that?
My style of rap. I mean, I really don't think I have a style, but I can give you some of my influences. You feel me? So you can see where my music kind of stems from, where I get my. You know what I mean?
Yeah, give us some of that.
I'm an old school dude. You feel me? I grew up in the '90s, so.
Okay.
So I'm talking 8-Ball and MJG. I'm talking Outkast. You feel me? I'm talking all the old school stuff. Scarface. You know, I'm a big fan of the old '90s era. You feel me? I feel like the industry is really missing that right now, and everybody's sleeping on the real, real feel-good music. You feel me?
And so you're going to do your part to keep the feel-good music going on.
Yeah, I'm going to do my part. Believe that, because I got a reason.
Okay. So, look, okay, so what do you think about the hip-hop that's out right now?
Right now, I mean, what do you mean, mainstream, underground?
Yeah, the mainstream, the hip-hop that they are forcing down our throats, that hip-hop.
Well, I mean, I can't really speak negative about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because everywhere you turn, it's there. But I feel like it really shouldn't be where it's at right now. I feel like that should be, you shouldn't be number one if you're making that right there. I feel like you should be number five and let number one be the real soul music, people that's really spitting it from the soul, you know what I mean? People who got stories to tell.
So whose fault is that, though? Is it our fault because we're just, like, giving into it and we buying the music, or do we blame it on the major labels? Like, whose fault is it that this crap is being played now?
I mean, it's really nobody's fault. Then again, you know what I mean, it's just the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, that's just the way it's rolling right now, and it's just gonna separate real music from fake music. Cause at the end of the day, real music gonna be here from 10 years. 10 years from now, all that trending music ain't gonna be here 10 years from now.
Right. Okay. So how long? Okay. So you say you came up through the 90s with Scarface and Bun B and all them. How long have you been making music? When did you start?
I mean, officially, you know, music is in my bloodline. I mean, my family, my dad was in the band, you feel me? He got me a little keyboard when I was about 6 years old, and I started producing, and, you know, things just went uphill from there. But, you know, I started really rapping when I got in my early teens, you know, when I was about 13, 14 years old, you know, just kept sticking to it, doing what I know best.
Okay.
That's what we had now. You feel me? So, I mean, I've been out here for a minute. You know what I mean? Google me, Showzo. I've been out here for a minute. You know, a lot of people
Uh-oh.
Know my track record. But if you don't, just Google me. You know, I got facts.
Okay, you got to, okay, rap facts.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So you produce too, right?
Yeah, I produce too.
So do you think that came naturally first, you know, by you having the instruments and stuff when you were younger? Did that come naturally first, or did rapping come naturally first?
The music came naturally first because my dad always wanted me to play in the church and stuff. So that was already there. It was already a given. But, like, when I got into middle school, I started, you know, liking poetry, and making words rhyme was real easy because growing up, all I ever did was listen to hip-hop music and, you know what I mean, mimic all the older rappers like Naughty by Nature, you know, all them old songs, you know. And I just stuck with it, man, and it just come naturally. I love it.
So was your dad, like, into music too? Like, is music strong throughout your family?
Yeah, it is strong. It is strong throughout my family. But he made music in the church, though. You know what I mean? He made music in the church. But
okay.
music in general is strong throughout my family.
Well, it's always good.
Matter of fact, my single Reason, my cousin produced that record. You know what I mean? Normally it's me on the beat, but on the track Reason, that's my cousin on that record right there.
Who's your cousin?
He go by the name of Zo Dolo.
Zo Dolo.
Dolo, yeah. Dolo.
What's the Zo thing all about? Is that like part of y'all last name or something?
I mean, the Zo thing, it's all part of our heritage, you know what I mean? Zo actually means Haitian, you know what I mean?
Oh.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah, we a product of Haiti at the end of the day. So that's where you hear all that Zo talk, you know what I mean? It just means we representing where we come from, you know what I mean, where our people is from, and that's it, basically, when you hear that Zo.
Okay, so
that's
you Haitian. I know you got some rhythm and music all down your bloodline.
Oh, yeah, believe that.
Okay, so Reason, is that like a single on a mixtape or album that you have out?
Nah, my album ain't out yet. I'm actually looking at early summer, matter of fact. It's still untitled, you know what I mean? But I actually got a follow-up record called Love Don't Cost a Thing, and it looked like that might actually take the title, but we ain't sure yet, so we just going to see what the cookie brings to us.
That's coming after Reason, Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Yeah, it sound like it, because it sound like it's up there.
Okay, so will this be your first album?
My first official album, yeah.
Official, okay. So before now, you like mixtapes and promo singles and stuff like that?
Yeah. Before I had mixtapes, I was hitting them with mixtapes every year, every quarter. I was on them. My last project was with DJ Drama. Matter of fact, Gangsta Grills. So. You know, we did some numbers with that one right there.
Okay, so where can they find all of your mixtapes?
What'd you say? What's the what?
Where can they find your mixtapes?
Oh, just search me on datpiff.com. You feel me? Shows though, you'll find all my mixtapes from the Grand Open, the Florida's Most Wanted, to the Passport with DJ Drama. They all on there.
So you have three or more than three, something like that?
Oh, it's more than three. Yeah. It's about four or five actually on there.
Oh, wow. Okay. You really been getting it in.
Yeah, believe it.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
When you get ready to release your album, let me get a sneak peek. I want to be in the mix. I want to help you name it. How about that?
You want to help me name it?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Well, okay. Yeah, maybe we can do that. Maybe when I round up the album, I'll send you a track list, and maybe you can help me name it.
We're going to do that, and I'm going to hold you to it.
All right. That sounds like something.
Okay, well, go ahead and let everybody know how they can reach you, your social media management, all of that.
Okay. Just check me out at Show The World. That's SHOTHE World. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, Show The World. Check me out on Facebook, Showzo. ShowTheWorld.com coming soon. I just launched my independent label, Sound King Music Entertainment. You know, so look out, man. 2014 looking real good right now, man. Believe that.
Okay. Well, go ahead and introduce the song for us.
You already know what's happening, man. It's your dog, Showzo. This is my new single right here. It's called Reason. You feel me? Some of that soul music for you. You dig? Ha.
All right. Here it is.
And we can all get along. You Just a single mother trying to make it on her own. It's been a couple years, she shed a couple tears. Held it down, summed it up, it's been a good year. Got a reason to work, reason to not starve. And when it rains, it pours, life took it so hard. Cause she came from nothing, but she made something. So when you see her, show her love, cause she ain't stunting.
Everything happens for a reason. All year round, getting money is the season. Even though it's hard, I don't stop believing. Never put your guard down, cause you got a reason. And there's a reason, she's the reason. She on the pole, she on the reason. They getting mad and everybody knows. She got a reason.
Interested in getting into the hair industry? Luxury Hair Direct offers you the opportunity to start your own hair business, selling the finest Virgin Remy hair from Malaysian, Cambodian, Brazilian, plus more. This company provides you with all the tools you need to be successful, all while looking great. Visit fancy.luxuryhairdirect.com. Click join now and become a distributor today.
I've been fading to dream about you, a color for every curvity, illustrating the scene around you, a poetry drawn so perfectly. Make sure that every brushstroke finds you a work of art most certainly. As your body becomes my canvas, the curtains are drawn for the world to see. Keep the lights on, keep them on so bright. I wanna see every secret surprise. Cause when the vibe's strong, turn your wrongs to right, and leave a treasure buried between your thighs. I said keep the lights on, keep them on so bright. I wanna see every secret surprise. Cause when the vibe's strong, turn your wrongs to right, and leave a treasure buried between your thighs. Just close your eyes, babe, and dream a little dream for me. Take me to your special place, babe. Take me to your fantasy. And let me find my way back home, girl. I search until I find the key. Then open up the doors inside you. And then I'm gonna set you free. Set you free. We silhouetted in the shades of passion. I'm trying to get under them tones of you. I'm sketching my arms wrapped around your waist. Intertwined till we blend the hues. A king and queen and the bed is a pedestal. The perfect mixture of red and blue. Our life is imitating art in the physical. Our animal thoughts are coming down. Every star in the evening sky seems to light our path tonight. Let's go further, let's get high. Till the planets pass us by. Ain't no worries, ain't no cries. Just our story, you and I. Let's not wonder about the why. We got till sunrise to try. Just close your eyes, babe, and dream a little dream for me. Take me to your special place, babe. Take me to your fantasy. And let me find my way back home, girl. I search until I find the key. Then open up the doors inside you. And then I'm gonna set you free. Set you free. Set you free. Yeah. Set you free.
y'all. It's Christy Love, and you are now tuned in to Indie Night on Craze Radio. Craze Radio is your online source for independent and mainstream music. That was Purple by Mel Austin Jr., who we have coming up next. We'll be talking with him. And our sponsors tonight are Luxury Hair Direct. What you wear is how you feel. You can visit www.fancy.luxuryhairdirect.com for more details. Pretty good deals over there. You can even become a distributor of Luxury Hair Direct and all of that good stuff. So we're going to get back to the show. Let's go to the call lines right quick. 747, are you here?
Yes, girl, and I'd like to let you know it's raining cats, dogs, monkeys, giraffes, wildebeest, baby pampers, and poontang and Tupperware.
Okay, you had to throw the baby pampers in there, though.
Yeah, it's dirty out here. Yes, I'm here. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. You need to get out of this nasty weather.
Well, you know me, I like the outside. The only music I do is, hey, music crazy. Crazy radio.
Okay.
Literally,
exactly.
That's the only music I listen to.
The best online source for independent and mainstream music.
They supposed to know that.
Okay, so what's going on with you tonight? You just chilling out?
Yeah, I had to come in and check out these artists. You know that. She got a reason. I like that song, man.
Yeah. Well,
I like that song.
It's in rotations, and we'll be playing a lot more of that. I had to slow it down a little bit with Mel Austin Jr. And I'm going to actually bring him live. Hey, Mel, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
We good over here.
What's that?
We just played Purple. We actually featured that last season on Craze Radio. I fell in love with that song because, you know, like, I was forced into hip-hop. I love hip-hop. But R&B and soul music, oh, my God, that's, like, where my heart is. So when I heard Purple, I was like, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, Mel Austin Jr. is on the line, everybody, from Philly, right?
Philly. Yep, Philly.
Yeah. And you have something, you have good news for us tonight. Something big is happening in your life today.
I'm pretty happy today. Like we just dropped my project titled Movie Music, The Cinema for the Blind. So definitely go check that out on the iTunes, Amazon, Bandcamp, Spotify, PS4, wherever. And, I mean, you can download and stream music. Look that up, Movie Music, A Cinema for the Blind.
Now, break that down for me, A Cinema for the Blind. How did you call
that? It basically means music where you could basically see the whole picture that we're trying to paint without actually seeing it. Like, you could basically close your eyes and, you know what I mean, with the strength of the wordplay and, like, the melody, like, the beat, like, you could basically see what it is that we're talking about and what it is that we're trying to portray, you know what I mean? And at the same time, it's a play on the fact that, you know, like, in the music industry nowadays, you kind of feel like people are starting to be blind to what real music is. So we're trying to introduce that back, you know what I mean? We feel like that balance needs to be put back in the music. So we're trying to definitely be a part of that, you know what I mean? So that's it right there.
and that's how you know the music is really, really good, when you can just close your eyes and just listen, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly.
Okay, so Movie Music, A Cinema for the Blind is available everywhere that you can download music. Purple is actually the first single, right?
Yep, Purple, the first single. You know what I mean? We got the video up on the YouTube, too. So, you know what I mean? Definitely go on the YouTube, check that joint out, man. We've been definitely getting some love on it. So, you know, I mean, definitely appreciating that.
Now, how did Purple come about? Like, how did you come up with that name for that song?
Purple, me and my man Willie Stone basically came up with that. It's really like royalty, you know what I mean? Purple is the color of royalty, so it's a play on that, you know what I mean? When you basically combine the colors red and blue, like you get royalty. So it's a play on that, on painting the perfect picture, you know what I mean, of that, you know what I mean, perfect woman that, you know what I mean, like you see yourself with. So you know, like you basically adding yourself to her and you're creating that royalty, you know what I mean?
This is your debut album?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody releasing their debut album on this show tonight. Okay, so how long have you been working with music?
Working with it, I want to say since 2007. That's when I first started writing. Like I've been in music since I was a kid. Like I started off playing piano when I was little, and then I played trombone for a few years, and then I even played trumpet. I was in the marching band at Howard University when I was in there for a couple years. And then I started really getting serious, like, in 2007. Like, I started writing, you know what I mean? That's when I really started being around, like, instrumentals more. And then it's like, when you hear, you know what I mean? It's like instrumental is like a blank canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, my first time being around that, I started to, you know what I mean, come up with melodies and start to write words and, you know, start, you know, like, really started to believe, like, yo, this is something that I need to be serious about. You know what I mean? One thing led to the next, so. You know, it's definitely been a good ride so far. So
the music came first, the instruments, the music, and then you start singing. Like, let me go ahead and put some vocals on it.
Yeah. Well, it started off like with plays because I still wasn't to the point where I was comfortable singing like around people and crowds and stuff like that. So it started off in plays. Like I started off doing church plays, and like a lot of church plays be like musicals. You know what I mean? So after, like, performing, like, a lot of those, like people would ask me if I had any music out or if I had any albums and stuff like that. So, you know, from there, then I started to write more, started to actually record music, and then I just started to meet people. Like, that's the beautiful thing about it. Like, when you really start getting into it, like, you start meeting people who are into it as well, and then you get the networking, like, building with writers, producers, and it's like one thing really start leading to the next. I mean, so that's how things basically started to come about.
And you have no choice but to sound, have that soulful sound, because you're from Philly and then you went to Howard, so Philly mixed with, like, that whole DC sound, that DC soul, oh, my God, like,
that's a win-win situation. I mean, you're right, like, it's definitely like an ill combination, because DC, like, I feel like, you know, they've had their own sound for years, like with the golden music, stuff like that. So, you know, you're definitely right there.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Howard University, you was, like, mostly in the band and, like you said, just the instruments and stuff like that. Did you graduate from Howard?
Yep, graduated from Howard. It's funny because I graduated. So it wasn't even like a music.
You didn't what? Say that again.
I said I graduated with a degree in graphic art, so I really wasn't in like a music program. But,
oh,
you know,
wow.
Yeah.
Was it even your minor? Like, no.
Nah. Like I used to just sing all the time. Like, you know, it was something that I liked to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's one of them things where you never really know how good you are until you're actually singing in front of people. And, you know,
right.
I really didn't start doing that until after I finished school. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's what's up. Well, you need that graphics, too. You know, now that you're an artist, you can save a little money.
You're right. We definitely been utilizing that. And this is about, I mean, trying to make it like a triple threat, so to speak.
Yeah,
so that's definitely useful.
Okay, so now I read that this movie music is going to be, like, you're going to have a whole trilogy of it. So there are going to be more of the same coming?
Yes. It's going to be like a series.
Yeah.
And, like, every installment, like, we're going to make it that much more impactful. So, like, in the future, like, the next one, it'll be, Definitely music, but then it'll be actually like some film, you know what I mean? Like a lot more film like related with it. So he definitely coming up with a lot of ideas. Like we got like a lot of ideas about like the future projects. But yeah, it's a trilogy, so definitely expect more. Yeah, I mean, definitely expect it to cover more subjects like politics and love, and how, you know, politics and love relate and can get, you know, kind of like intertwined, get in the way, so to speak, things like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's dope because we want to cover, like, some subjects that, like, R&B artists may not cover as much, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's definitely excited about it.
Well, what kind of subject would that be?
What would you say?
What kind of subjects do R&B artists not touch that much?
Politics, you
just
know, politics.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and how like it affects love, and love could affect it, et cetera. Like, cause for the most part, especially nowadays, it's more so vulgar music. Like, I do this, I flip you over. Neighbors call my name, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a lot more sensibility with love. You know what I mean? There's a lot more things with love where you could kind of use your like imagination instead of being so blunt. And then it's like, you know what I mean, political, man. I feel like nowadays there's a lot going on in the world, and it's like as an R&B artist, I feel like a lot of people are being like put in a box. Like you can only talk about love and sex and getting in the mood and all this, but it's like, you know what I mean, what about the environment? What about, you know what I mean, socialism and stuff like that? You know what I mean? Stuff that a lot of, like, the older great artists used to cover, like in Marvin Gaye's. Like, he did a whole project on, you know what I mean, politics. And to this day, that was really, like, his best-selling project, even though it wasn't even going to come out, you know what I mean, in the beginning. Like, they was trying to keep it from even being released. And when they did release it, that was his biggest selling album.
And so, I was about to say that, too. Like, Marvin Gaye's and the kind of like, I think Teddy touched on some political stuff, Irvin Andy, so I'm definitely down for the artist that's, you know, thinking outside of just sex or whatever. I did see a description of the album. It says, movie music, a cinema for the blind, is a seductive collection. Oh, wait a minute, let me get my seductive voice. A seductive collection.
Yeah.
A seductive collection of R&B melodies. I was like, yeah. it was influenced by rock and R&B, bringing up a blend of classic soul melody with modern rock rhythms. I think what I'm gonna do one of these weeks, I'm going to have like a listening party for this album, because it's definitely different. I'm just going to get into a couple of the titles of the song. Now, you got 11 tracks on this album. Like, where they do that at? That's a lot of tracks. What?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the way the songs were coming together, it was a couple of like the last song, A Day After Forever. Like, at first that wasn't going to be on there, but you know, like, we got a lot of good feedback from folks, so we just decided to put the joint on there. But, like, the way the songs were coming together, we was like, man, we kind of want people to hear it all. Like, we kind of don't want to hold back anything, you know what I mean? And, like, the way the songs came together, they kind of, like, told, like, the story, too. So we was like, yeah, man, we can change this so that it really tells the story and that it really supports the movie music aspect of it, you know what I mean? Where you could just listen to music and then tell a story, and then it being a trilogy, like, we're going to continue to just build on that for, like, the next projects.
Okay. Science and Math, that's track number 2. What is that about?
Science and Math is that's like a beautiful song. I mean, it's basically using, like, the basic elements of, like, math and science and, like, kind of flipping it, you know, with a little, you know what I mean, sexiness, seductiveness, you know what I mean? Basically, the female is the teacher, and, you know, when you're, like, learning somebody, like, you have to learn them all over again. It's like no one person is the same as another. So when you meet somebody that you really feel, like, you got to learn them, and they got to teach you how you need to love them. So it's like basically using the wordplay there to, you know, like, tell that, like, you know what I mean, using math and science, because at the end of the day, that's that's what it is. Like, we adding together, you know what I mean? And then the science of it all, I mean, like that's the beauty of it.
Okay. And, of course, we have track three is Purple. We just played that. I love that song. Number four is Long Night. Five is Other Significant. Number six is The Big Picture. Seven is The Day After Forever. Eight is Moondrops. Nine is Impossible. 10 is Other Significant, like a remix to it.
Yeah.
And then the last track is Daydreams Incorporated, Daydreams Inc.
Yep, Daydreams Incorporated.
Okay. So definitely make sure y'all go. Where can everybody get this from? You already told us it's everywhere, right?
Yeah. You can head up to iTunes, Amazon, Spotify is on the PS4, is on the Xbox joint. You can go to Bandcamp. You know what I mean? So it's basically like on all the major internet outlets, you know, so definitely look it up, you know what I mean? Just type the name there with movie music, and I'm sure like a few, you know what I mean, links will come up. So, you know, definitely look that up. Support, we need that.
Yes, we do. You're considered to be an independent artist, of course, right?
Right.
Okay. Is it your label, or are you under another indie label?
We more so indie, like, you know what I mean, like, it's more so our label at this point, you know what I mean, trying to build a fan base, build a buzz, you know, like, the label thing is cool, but right now what we're doing is kind of working for us, so we just, you know what I mean, sticking with the indie move right now.
Okay, so what's the name of your movement, or your group, your music group?
Oh, yeah, the group is called On That, you know what I mean, so the Circle Entertainment. You know what I mean? It's management by Bynum Agency. I mean, so we definitely got, it's definitely a group of us, you know what I mean?
And definitely let me shout out the Bynum Agency. They always keep me posted with all of your new stuff. Before you go, let me go to the phone line right quick because somebody chimed in and I'm not sure if they want to speak to you or not, so hold on.
Okay.
Craze Radio, how may I help you? You want to talk live? No. Okay. They did have their mic open for a minute, so. But yeah, so definitely we want to thank you for coming by. Just like anytime you need, you know, you got some other stuff going on, just let me know. Swing by. Call up, whatever you need to do.
Definitely going to do that, Christy. Definitely going to do that.
Let everybody know where they can find you.
They can find me on the Facebook, Mel.Austin. The Twitter is Mel Austin Jr. Instagram is the same. So that's MelAlstonJr. The YouTube is the same. So pretty much just put in Mel Austin Jr. for the social networks, you know what I mean?
Now, is Mel short for Melvin?
Yep.
So that's your government name, Melvin Austin Jr.?
Yep, that's my government.
You might be related to me, but we'll talk about that later. And I know you got some soul. I know you got some musical background and some soul in you with a name like that, Melvin Austin Jr. You know everybody named Melvin play guitar anyway.
Classic soul. Can I shout some people out?
Huh?
I said, can I shout some people out?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do what you want to do.
Oh yeah. Shout out to my team. Shout out to Willie Stone. Love. Shout out to Carol, the team. Shout out to the Bynum Agency, Troy, Jay Forbes. And I mean, everybody, whoever supported me, man. It's definitely a grind, but we're in it for the long haul. Love you.
All right. So, Mel, we have coming up next, we're actually adding Dreamer 2 to rotation, but this is not on the album, right?
That's actually on the mixtape that just released last Friday. It's called Sorry Mixtape, so you want to look that up. It's called Sorry. That's under Ski Records with Q the Question, Trail Mac, and the Bynum Agency.
Is it your mixtape or is it just like a compilation mixtape?
It's more of like a compilation with like multiple artists that's under both of the companies, Ski and Bynum, and we all just came together trying to network, you know what I mean, trying to build that fan base and, you know, put our heads together, put our souls together on that one.
Because I was definitely about to ask you, like, how you drop a mixtape on Friday and then put that album out on Monday? Like, can we breathe?
Yeah, it's work, man. We got to get that out there. You know, like, nowadays, people like attention spans a little short. Like, they may hear a song a few times, like, all right, what else you got? Like, you know,
yeah,
so.
Right, exactly.
Find demand.
Okay, so go ahead and introduce this new this song from the mixtape, Cousin Mel.
All right, this track is called Dreamer 2. It's featuring Trell Mack and Rich Quick. So check that out. It's here on Craze Radio, you dig?
Bam.
They say I'm lost cause I'm a dreamer. But my vision extends beyond the future. Everything I want is in my reach, but I need someone to come and dream with me. I can't help that I'm a dreamer. Cause I see so much of my future with you. Everything we want is in our reach. Sweetheart, come lay right here and dream with me.
Everything. There's no limit to what we reach. I'd have been through everything. I bring life into what we speak. Even build a prototype for the life. Just so happy you the perfect piece. And everyone around asking, is that your girl? I tell them yes indeed. Feel good to bring the glow out. Promising baby to never hold out. The things you want, see I'ma hold down. Do this mission for you, me and our soul child. We on the road now. So here we go now. It's been a long day, you're furnishing, so we going home now. Slow down, we know this life could get real fast. I'm just hoping we will last. Haters hoping we will crash. The wake is up cause they real mad. Keep dreaming, and baby please don't wake up. Trust me, I'ma be right there. Wherever this road takes us, we made us, yeah.
They say I'm lost cause I'm a dreamer. But my vision extends beyond the future. I'm a dreamer, cause I see so much of my future with you. Everything we want is in our reach. Sweetheart, come lay right here and dream with me.
They say when you dream, dream big. Over the mountains and the stars and in your lips. Gotta believe, spend the time. Every second, every hour is a grind. And I'm a grind. Just like perfect timing. It takes it all, your blood, sweat and tears. The courage to stand up and face all your fears. Do you ever dream? Then tell me what it is. They say you're closer every step you take to it. What I imagine is so real. Close your eyes, tell me how your dreams be. They say I'm lost cause I'm a dreamer. But my vision extends beyond the future. My future with you. Everything we want.
dreams. I've had too many nightmares, it seems. She was right there. She would do anything for me. It's true, baby girl is bleeding through, through thick and thin. And she likes listening to quicking them, kicking them people truth. Like in the end, and she knows it's me and you. Come lay right here, a little spoon time. Set goals we can reach in due time. Let it unfold. I told you you mine. I hold you through fine. I know you do fine. I'm so you. You are so me. We are so unique. We dream so deep. We sleep so deep because we both in peace. Everything I've ever wanted's in my reach, and I just need someone to share with me. I want you there with me, come here with me, and I can stare into your eyes until you dream. Heem queen and the king, heem is the boss. We never lost, we dreamers.
I got a dream that'll last longer than the both of us.
Cause I'm a dreamer, but my vision extends beyond the future. Everything we want is in our reach. Sweetheart, come lay right here and dream with me.
Yeah, that was Mel Austin Jr. featuring Trell Mack and The Rich Quick. Dreamer 2 was on the mixtape that came out Friday. I'm going to have to get that information so I can tweet it out for you and put the mixtape on the website, www.mediacraze.me, and that's Craze with a K. I am Christy Love, and this is Indie Night on Craze Radio, the night for independent artists, unsigned, underground, underrated, newly signed. We got you. And if you want to submit your music to us to be featured on Indie Night, just send the email to crazeradio@ymail.com. Of course, that's Craze with a K. And when you send your music submissions, it would be nice if you would put music submission in the subject line. Send an MP3 file properly labeled. That means your name and the track, the name of the track. Two photos for promotional use, and a very, 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 very brief bio so that I can, you know a little bit about you. A lot of artists are using promo teams. Push Power Promo is a really big one. They send me a lot of, I choose a lot of music from them. So if you're an artist who's using those promotional teams, make sure that they include your bio as well. So I just want to give a shout-out to Q The Question and The Bottom Agency for hooking me up with Mel Austin Jr. Like I said, the album is out tonight, today. Go to iTunes, the Play Store, CD Baby, wherever you get your music from, your CDs from. Go and download that. Support the indie artists. Support all of our artists that called in tonight. Fortune from Cali, Trouble from Florida, Shozo from Florida, and, of course, Mel Austin from Philly, mixed in with a little D.C. soul. Oh, my God. Our sponsor tonight is Luxury Hair Direct. What you wear is how you feel. Visit www.fancy.luxuryhairdirect.com for more details. Of course, that is Jamera's company. She's a co-host here on Craze Radio, and she normally does the Craze Report, Craze Entertainment Report. So Definitely support her. And if you are like an artist, a producer, a small business owner, an author, anybody, you know, that needs something promoted, we suggest that you order one of our sponsor packages. You can get that information from MediaCraze.me. Just click on the sponsor banner. And, of course, if you're listening online on the little video player, go to the bottom and you'll see sponsor packages. Just click on it. It'll take you straight there. And you can use PayPal to order your packages. Okay? We got some for everybody. And we're very affordable. So, 747, you still hanging in with me?
I can't help it. I'm a dreamer.
Girl, oh, my God. Don't you like that song? I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I woke up and now I'm daydreaming. Yes. I love that song.
Yeah, so like I'm definitely song. Glad we're getting a lot more R&B and soul submissions in. We love hip-hop and rap, but, you know, R&B artists, we love you too. So send the music to us because we definitely love it. And I love his voice. Like, it's like, it's so much soul. Like, I can't even explain it. So.
Oh, there she goes with the voice thing.
I
love the track also.
I'm big on voices. That's my thing. You can sell me with your voice. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good song. I like that.
All right. So we have about 45 minutes left of the show. For the rest of the night, we have no more artists calling in. We're just going to play more independent music, of course, all submissions. So we're going to keep the show rolling. One of our favorites here is Chose Mack. He's from North Carolina, actually. He has teamed up with Bunty Beats, a producer, and remade Kanye West, The Bound 2. Do you know that? Are you familiar with that song? Uh-huh, honey. I know you heard it on the radio. They play it like 35 times an hour. No?
I'm trying to think.
You don't even listen to the radio, do you?
No, I only listen to us.
Okay, well, that's good. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But Bunty Beats and Chose Mack has remade Bound 2 by Kanye West and put their own little spin to it. Here it is. Keep it locked into Craze Radio.
Bunty Beats, what up? Mix King Records. Life. Say every king gonna need a queen, so let's tie a knot, no shoestring. I think I'm falling in love. Let's go. We've been together for some years now, serious, but we've been different for a minute. I was curious. I made you cry watching Fast and the Furious. We was like Gina and Martin, look where the series went. So I be trying all angles to make a pyramid. This is some dangerous love like you a Syrian. But you from the land of the free on the east. The one that really had your heart was some years before me. He was Gemini, I'm a Virgo, reference to astrology. I am nothing like he. I strive to be the man that really seemed to put your mind at ease. Said he had you open late night like Mickey D's. It was clear that you was pleased, but some flashing lights took him to a place that I can't see. Think you cried so much because he left you so tragically. Bend your shoulder to cry on it, now you got feelings for me. And now you got feelings for me. So I'm just trying to put you on a pedestal with 60 roller medical. Taking trips and making grip the life we never ever knew. Cut up with you for too long to let it fade away. Even though sometimes these fans convince me I should try some braids. Yeah. Still in my corner, give me water, check my mouth guard. I be praying daily cause I know this fight is so hard. Feel I should put a ring on it cause I'm drunk in love. The bars that we be working with keep increasing the buzz. You had flings with a few guys, but they don't love you like me. Remember when we almost eloped when I was 19? Probably didn't think I had the time that you needed. Now I'm with you in the morning, lay down with you every evening. Be with you so much, I know my family be heated. They don't know what you can do. And see how many you mistreated, but I'm I think I'm falling in love. Yeah.
I'm blinded by your light. We can blow so many minds, so I'ma keep going to counseling. No, it's gonna take some time. No, I won't turn on you. No, fuck them other guys' statements. Yeah. Working with you is like 10 jobs, and we smoke more than Jamaican. Keep telling me we gon' make it. I know, I'm patient. What's all these metaphors for? Think I should just be blatant.
Yeah.
H-I-P. H-O-P, it's you, not even Chris Angel could make magic like me and you. And I'm
I'm Hey, y'all, it's Chrissy Love. That was Chanel dedicated. Y'all know Chanel, right? I think she's, like, part of Young Money, Cash Money. If she's not, she used to be. I know Lil Wayne definitely used to bone her. So that's Chanel. It's actually D. Wood's sister, so if you're familiar with her. Before that, we played a little Chesley Chrishell, Love Letters. That's our homegirl out of Chicago. She just dropped the video for that. The video is pretty awesome. A surprise ending, something you don't expect. So make sure you go to www.mediacraze.me and check out that video. And before Chesley, we played Farouk Evans, It's Going Down. I really love that song because it had like a 90s R&B feel to it, you know, like the 90s R&B male groups. Yeah, that's why I love it so much. Farouk Evans, go and check him out. He's actually 1/5 of the group High Five. And, of course, you know, we had High Five here last year on air with us. They're working on a brand-new album, so hopefully, you know, when they get almost done with it, they'll be back on Craze Radio and we can talk to them. Love them. Moving along, this is Craze Radio Indie Night, the night for unsigned, newly signed, independent, underground, underrated artists and producers of any genre. If you want to submit your music, just send your music MP3 files to crazeradio@ymail.com, and that's craze with the K, and include a brief bio and some photos for me, and we'll get you on the air just like that. Tonight's show is sponsored by Luxury Hair Direct. What you wear is how you feel. Visit www.fancy.luxuryhairdirect.com for more details. Going back to our submissions, we have an artist by the name of Cali Cam. If I'm not mistaken, well, he's from Cali. I can't quite remember what part, but he has this song called Pearls that he submitted to us. So check it out.
You're nowhere nearest to interfere us. You want my style, you need a clearance. I might fall through, make an appearance, just to take your boot and crush your spirit, nigga. You may not see it, I know you hear it. I know you feel the vibe, feeling so alive. Sipping crushed grapes, cruising down the 5, like la-da-da-da-da. Light, blowing thick clouds, nigga, let it ventilate. As I think about the game that I'm trying to penetrate, I've been a genius, then you've been a fake. Showed up a dollar short and a minute late. Have you cleaned up quick like a Minute Maid? And they ask me I'm shining, but I'm in the shade. Connect the dots, are combining, now I'm getting paid. But I'm still trying to make a way, hey.
Cause we all want the pearls and girls, and we all trying to travel across the world, and we all trying to live our life.
Black and gray ones, black pants, black hat. Check the time on my phone, finna hop the Amtrak. I made the first move, so I'll have the last laugh. These niggas better think quick, better act fast, cause my last match ended in a bloodbath. I just want love, huh? I don't really want sex. I just want now, I don't really want next. And I want it all, I don't really want less. She don't love you if she never send you drunk texts. Upfront text, get it how you want text. I just record it, then I drop it, I don't bump this. To tell the truth, my nigga, but some higher power forcing me to write this shit. They see the glow and now they knowing, now they buying in. And these niggas is scared to lose, but they don't try to win. But in the end, said we all want the pearls and girls, and we all trying to travel across the world, and we all trying to live our life. I build castles in the sky, nigga.
That's a fucking feeling. That's a fucking feeling. That's a fucking feeling. Hardcore, I got it.
think they gangster, cause they waving flags, but when it gets real, they won't bang a blast. That's why we squeeze first, ask questions last, and watch most of these so-called gangsters pass.
I bleed tough and I do it by the week, but such a mother freak up, I never need a re-up. Dealing with you dead wrong if you ain't feeling it, but either way I'm killing it. Unapologetic etiquette, you just sorry if you trust me for more than what my heart speaks. I'm hardcore to where my heart beat. I'm danger, sweet baby in a manger. You niggas catching fades, I'm the pain, a game changer. And MC as a whole, take your focus on remainder.
Who's the think you're dealing with? Everybody's stepping to my back.
Out to those who choose to use disrespectful views when speaking on the CO. Be so quick to try to sneak this and be low, but on the up and up, my nigga, trust me, we know. And it kinda tickle me, cause I'm a stand up nigga typically, so all the hate it won't cripple me. On the 614 specifically, where we do it big, both collectively and individually. Up North Columbus, Ohio, sun the side I'm from, but represent the whole city to the fullest. Gats, I pull it, so duck down or get bucked down, cause you don't want bump heads with them silver bullets. And the crew true to swarm, we been had strengths in the game since the 88 Clippers uniform. What's beef? Ambush in the studio to Tupac it and go in the booth to remake Who Shot Ya.
Who you think you're dealing with?
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst, so don't test me. You better move over.
These niggas think they gangster, cause they waving flags, but when it gets real, they won't bang a blast. That's why we squeeze first, ask questions last, and watch most of you so-called gangsters pass.
Hey y'all, it's Christy Love, and this is Indie Night on Craze Radio. Just in case this is your first time listening, we are not censored. So, you know what I'm saying? Once we came up off of that R&B music, like, don't get shocked that you heard a whole bunch of profanity and all that good stuff. Yeah. We don't have none of that censorship over here. So please keep that in mind when you sing your music to us. We don't care. Just say what you got to say. We're going to put it on for you. That was The Jake Music on Twitter. His name is The Jake. He's a producer out of, I think he's like from Hawaii, and then he moved to like New Hampshire, but he's really big, The Jake. And he had, the name of that is Hardcore, and it featured Sanye, who is a friend to the show, a friend to Craze Radio, and a rapper by the name of Jordan. The name of that song is Hardcore. Go and check it out. It's on MediaCraze.me. Speaking of Media Craze, are y'all familiar with, like, Charlamagne Tha God? If you listen to Power 105, if you're like in the up north area, now they're syndicated and now they're on Revolt TV. So most people should be familiar with Charlamagne Tha God. He's also on MTV2. And, of course, he's known for saying how he feel, what he feel, whenever he feel, how he feel like saying it. Okay. He and Andrew Schultz, who is a comedian, also featured on MTV2, like The Guy Code, The Girl Code, some of those shows, Charlamagne and Friends, like that. They have this new podcast out, and the name of the podcast is called Brilliant Idiots. so fitting for them. But it's presented to you by the Loudspeakers Network. And so far they've had three podcasts, And you can go to mediacraze.me and just click on the loudspeaker Brilliant Idiots banner. Click listen now, and it'll take you directly to the post, and it has all three of those episodes on there. They're about an hour long, so it's not too time-consuming. You know, listen to it while you're doing some work around the house or while you're at work. But definitely put the headphones on if you're at work listening, because, like I said, it's uncensored. Charlamagne Tha God and Andrew Schultz, Brilliant Idiots. And I think after the third episode, it's going to start going up on iTunes. You're going to have to pay for it. Yeah, so make sure you visit mediacraze.me for that. The show is coming to an end. I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that tuned in. This was our season two premiere, our second year. We ended our first year with right at like 60,000 listeners, or whatever you want to call it. And I think that's pretty good considering I have no radio background. You know, my whole mission for starting Craze Radio was to let everybody else hear the music that I listen to. Like, I listen to some pretty dope music to toot my own horn, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, most of the artists that I listen to are underrated, underground, whatever. And I just started this platform to share my music with you. And, of course, towards the end of the first season, is when Indie Night was birthed by accident, actually. shout out to Jay Jackson and Knox Hill. They were like my first two guests of Indie Night from last year. And, of course, we had so many artists. Oh, my God. Just check the archives on blogtalkradio.com/crazeradio, and that's craze with a K. Of course, we're also on TuneIn. If you have a TuneIn app on your cell phone, just type in Craze Space Radio, and every single one of our episodes will come up. And we did over 100 last year. Indie Night, 747, Real Talk, What's Hot Wednesday, Throwback Thursday. Like, we did it all. We was rocking and rolling last year. So I'm very excited for season two of Craze Radio. And tune in tomorrow night, Tuesdays, with Tony Barbados and his Street Report. Okay? It's like all comedy, all craziness. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And I'll probably be back on Wednesday with my entertainment news. It's a show. All entertainment news. We'll play a couple of tracks here and there, but primarily entertainment news. And every Monday, of course, is Indie Night for the independent artists. Can I help you with something, sir?
Yes. Make sure that they know for Tony Barbados tomorrow, the topic will be about habits and what we need to get rid of.
Bad habits.
Oh, yes.
Any particular habits that so far?
All of them.
Oh.
Every one of them. Any habit that you got is going to be on tomorrow. Yes. And if we don't got that, mean you just made up that habit today.
Do you have any bad habits?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You.
My favorite word, that's about it. Other than that, I don't have no, well, let me see, two, three. Yeah, I probably got like 3.5 habits.
3.5?
Maybe three and three-quarter worth of a habit, yeah.
Okay, you know what.
I think.
What's one of your bad habits? Like, what's the worst one?
I love how the word, you know my word, it come up on this place so good.
What word is that?
Bitch. I love how it sounds and how it feels off my lips. And I,
did you say
I
bitch?
I calmed it down. Yes, I did. That's my favorite word. Yes, and I've been doing good this year. I've been doing real good this year. I haven't said it no more than probably 1,500 times right now. And that's great, because by now I'll already be in the millions.
Right.
Yes. I'm calm. Yes, but I've been doing good.
Okay, so I'll make sure. I don't really have any bad habits.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Must be nice.
No bad habits over here. None
you
at all.
You got a Jesus baby over here on aisle one.
Okay. All right, so I actually need to do this follower list. We have this new thing on Craze Radio where we're gonna try like this follow train where we can get everybody followers. We're gonna do like 5 to 10 people a night or something like that, and everybody on the list have to follow the other person. Yeah,
like
I mean,
internet twister.
Yeah, and you know somebody gonna unfollow somebody like in a couple of days, but you know at least keep them on your list for a few days, and then you can drop them or unfollow them or whatever. But we definitely gonna start that. And when we come back after this song, we'll come back with our follower list. This is Fame featuring G2. It's called King Size Dreams. He's out of the DMV. Follow him on Twitter at Famous Hip Hop.
Yeah, nigga, I got a large Domino's pizza for $7.99 with 3 toppers waiting on me, my nigga. Uptown, my nigga. This morning, I woke up with a queen in my queen-size dreams that was king-size. This morning, I woke up. What's the move, what's the play? What it do for the day?
For the day.
Cause this could be the day that all our dreams come true.
Yeah.
And if they don't, we still living in the moment.
Yeah.
The moment that they do. Today will be mine. I sit up in the bed, take a glance at the sea lines behind, rewind the night, including fine wine, loud pack, Napa Valley Cabernet, Purple Rain soundtrack, long hairs on my bathroom floor, nigga, high heels by my bedroom door, nigga, cell phone say 9:30, shorty want it in the morning, I don't have that time, I gotta make a quick play on the worm, betcha, the early bird, get that worm, I'm the bird catcher. See, I gotta stay a few steps ahead of them. See the sky clearing like a veteran. Weatherman, never been hesitant. Shorty, don't miss your blessing. I'm trying to seize the day. I seem a little epileptic, but nonetheless, it's still a dream to chase. I checkmates and had a queen replaced. This morning, I woke up with a queen in my queen-size dreams that was king-size. This morning, I woke up. What's the move, what's the play? What it do for the day?
For the day.
Cause this could be the day that all our dreams come true. And if they don't, we still living in the moment. To the moment that they do. This could be my day. They're telling me the fantasies with dreams are made up. I just want them in real life. I'm trying to be dressed for the occasion. Flying up to leave the pavement. Man, I hope these wings fit right. These dreams so real to me. They so real to me. Just a couple of pieces to the jigsaw. This life is full of up and downs, feel like I'm on a seesaw. And all these different visions, as a vision, man, I've seen so. Searching for perfection, still I still seem to find flaws. I see the future full of plaque, so I can be that far off. I'm just finding forever a young LJ, better known as Jacob Ever, rolling over to a bad young red Vita Guerrera. A young King Martin Luther to that Pro Tools, trying to spit that shit to make everybody quote you. Man, that shit gon' be the truth, this could be my day. I woke up with a queen in my queen-size dreams that was king-size. This morning, I woke up. What's the move, what's the play? What it do for the day?
For the day.
Cause this could be the day that all our dreams come true. And if they don't, we still living in the moment. To the moment that they do. This could be my day.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all, it's Chrissy Love. This is the time of the show where we do our follow shouts. We're going to tweet out four names, and how it goes is everybody in the list should follow everybody, you know, trying to get your followers up. So this week's follow shouts go to Who Is Neek on Twitter, WHOISNEEK, also M Anthony Beats, and that's M underscore Anthony Beats. I Love B Binky, I don't know, it's ILUVB as in boy underscore NKI. And the last follow shout goes to Leah So 80s, LIYAHSO80S. Those are our follow shouts for tonight. Follow them if you're listening. If you're listening online, I will I'll put their names in our player box. I just want to give another shout out to all of our guests who called in tonight. Fortune out of Cali, Shozo out of Florida, Young Trouble out of Florida, and Mel Austin Jr. out of Philadelphia, our independent artists for tonight. Catch us here next Monday, 7 p.m. I am Chrissy Love. You can follow me on Twitter at ChrissyLoveNC. Make sure you follow Craze Radio on Twitter at Craze underscore radio. And also KRZ Indie Night as well. And like our Facebook page is Craze Radio. Simple as that on Facebook. Artists, don't forget to submit your music to crazeradio@ymail.com. Include your MP3 photos, a brief bio, and we'll get you on the air for Indie Night. You know, oh, she's so loud. Indie Night runs pretty quickly, you know, quick interviews. If you want a more in-depth interview, of course, you have to schedule that separately. But thank you for tuning in with me tonight for kicking off season two. We have so much more to come, so much more to come. So thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. Deuces.
Isn't the way she moves, she's a wild one. loose you is. Straight up, keep it real, how loose you is. Two bottles of Grey Goose, so I can chance. See, I don't drink that often, but you can take a spin. I like Marley in the backwood, with my hands on your thick thighs. Now if you down for some fornication, then I'm down for a quick slide. You ain't gotta worry about Bam Bam. You a wild girl, baby, I'm a loose man. Bust it open while you do it on the handstand. And for tonight, just forget about your boyfriend. Ooh. Loose lips don't talk, and everything we got, we bought. You gotta live life on the edge and let loose when it's all for the bread. You a wild one.